Well, they are falling by the wayside as we speak, so I have not been updated on the most recent numbers. But here in Orange County, last December, Mayor Crotty and the Board of County Commission passed a moratorium. But one of the things that it did, it restricted any new tax receipts or business licenses, if you will, being issued. So we have stemmed the flow of new pain management clinics coming into the area. Now, I will be first to tell you that there are legitimate pain management clinics that do exist, but we want to really get those that are out doing things that they shouldn't be doing, unlawful things, out of our county.
Now, if your office has had success in shutting down these clinics, and it's safe to assume that many of these drug addicts and dealers are still out there, are your deputies finding that there is a corresponding spike in street sales of these types of drugs as you've closed down the clinics?
Precisely. Since 2007, we have doubled the number of pharmaceutical-related arrests out of our total arrests for narcotic law violations. So it has picked up quite a bit significantly. It's important to us because here in the state of Florida, we average about 7 deaths a day from individuals who die as a result of being over-medicated.
What about on the treatment end of the spectrum? I mean, maybe some people are saying, okay, I've had enough of this. I want to get off of these drugs. Are there options available? Is enough being done, in your view, to ensure that the recovery system can accommodate those
people? Certainly with our current health care crisis within our nation, there are some challenges there. But we have great resources here within our community that can assist individuals who are addicted so that they get appropriate treatment. The Center for Drug-Free Living is a great resource here in our community, as well as Lakeside Alternatives. We now are diverting a significant number of minor violators of law away from the jail and directing them to the Central Receiving Center here, which is a cooperative effort with Orange County and Lakeside Alternatives, where we're taking individuals who have mental illness and drug addiction or alcoholism-related issues. We're taking them there rather than take them to the jail. If they commit serious violations of the law, then they're going to be taken to the jail. The Orange County Jail is one of the largest places where individuals who have a drug problem are warehoused. On any given day, probably 25% or nearly 25% of the individuals in Orange County Jail are diagnosed with mental illness and use some type of psychotropic medication.
Now, Sheriff, the public perception of these drug users, I think a lot of times people seem to lump them together with all the other different types of addicts. But from what I've read, a lot of these people were prescribed these drugs legitimately at some point or another. Perhaps they had a back injury or some other sort of injury, and then eventually discovered that they were addicted to the drugs. I guess what I'm wondering is, where's the proper balance between treating this as a public health problem and a crime problem?
Well, I think it crosses the line when the individual gets involved in other illegal acts. Oftentimes, in order to support that habit, they began to get involved in stealing, burglaries, robberies, and other violent acts to support that habit. That's clearly where it crosses the line, and that's a significant danger to the rest of us in society. If it's just simply limited to the individual who's addicted and they're not going out and robbing, that's really the minority of individuals involved in this activity. However, this is a problem that touches many households throughout our nation, throughout Florida, and certainly here within Central Florida. And as the Orange County Sheriff, I know that it is a significant issue for us.